He got a lion and led him onto the pen. He lead us like a little dog. But somehow he got mad in that pen and he cut a horse and a mule. You know, it touched about, I guess, the side, I guess, that way to sit, you see. And he turned the head on the side and just come right down that horse's belly. Just like a goodie. So the man said, he said, that hog like the rent, my horse is, and I said, I told you that not to carry him, I told you not to take him. I said, I told you he's dangerous, I said, he's good, but he getting mad and like to hurt somebody. So I said, I'm sorry. I said, I can't do anything about it. Cause I heard from, you know, his brother's side, you know, to my pen, you see. But he said he wanted to carry the hog to his place.
Yes.
And he threw his own sorrow, but he liked to kill that horse. So did. But he's a gentleman now. I could call him anyway. I call him Dick. That's his name. And I'd pet him up, you know, and he never bothered me.
Yeah.
Sure wouldn't.
Would you save anything to feed the hogs?
Corn. I raised corn.
Where'd you store it, usually?
I had a barn. You see, he had a barn, you know, on that size, something like about 12 by 14. And you had your shade over, you see, and top over. You had your dough where you could throw the corn over in there, you see. And that was our feed. We'd feed them off of corn. A lot of times we'd raise sorghum. That was to make molasses out, you see. It seeds itself out. And we cut that sorghum down, and getting that sorghum, and that sorghum got a lot of juice in it, you see. And we raise them off of sorghum sometimes. Sometimes we give them grass. Now they'll eat grass too, a hog will. Many ways you can take care of a hog, you see. Now I used to make me a moving pen. I'd have about 6 foot wide, 6 foot long, and I would put a wire around, you know, and have it sitting on posts. And I'd drag it from one place to another, you know, where that grass was, you know, and he'd eat that grass, you see. That's what they call it a moving pen. I raised hogs all kind of ways. So did. And last time I led him out by a chain, you see, instead of me put a strap on his neck, you know, a collar on his neck. And I came out, you know, where the grass was and let him eat like that.
Yeah. How'd you call him when you were feeding him?
The hog? Mm-hmm. Called him Pig. Whoop, Pig, that's what he called him. Pig. He come too. Sure would. And a horse, when you want to call your horse, you use the word Crook. That's a funny name. I say Crook, I guess you know, and he understand it. That's right. Well, we had many ways to do things in them days. So it did. And you call a cow, we used to raise cows years ago. And when you call your cow, you say soup. You say soup, I guess you know. A cow, I understand. He comes too.
Yeah.
Sure would.
Did you ever milk them?
Oh, sure indeed. I get me a 2 gallon pail, you know, and I make a back of leg, just like I milk on the right side of you. See, I make a back this right leg, you see. Had a left leg up past the right leg, and then I lay my head in a plank, just that way, you see.
Yeah.
And I get up on it with my hand, I guess, see, I got milk. Just like this.
What'd you say to her to get her to stand still?
Saw. She'd be serious, dude, saw. But it's funny, that's where you have that dumb beast, and they'd understand it, too. I said, saw, kind of saw, but she'd be still, too. That's for the sand, you see. Tell her saw.
Did you have a place where you'd milk her?
Well, sometimes I have a train, so I milk anyway. But more generally, you know, I would milk her at the lot where I kept a calf at. Sure would.